Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1238, Lost in a Labyrinth. Getting healthy isn't a straight shot. Part 2 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Thursday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. I know, I left you hanging yesterday. But if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1237. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Lost in a Labyrinth. Getting Healthy Isn't a Straight Shot, Part 2 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Lost in the Labyrinth. In any labyrinth, there will be times when you see three paths ahead of you, and you have no clue which one you need to take. In life, there will be times when you don't know which path to take either, and this can be overwhelming. The worst thing you can do? Sit down on the ground and complain that you don't know what to do. More information at this point isn't going to help either. Instead, you know what does help? Making an educated guess, picking a path, and seeing where it leads. Remember the Fellowship of the Ring? Of course you do. They sit and see three paths ahead of them. They select one, which leads to the Great Hall, Dwerodelph, one of the most impressive scenes in the entire trilogy. So, after sitting in that spot for hours, how do they decide to pick that one path? Because Gandalf decided, quote, "The air didn't smell so foul down that path." Sometimes we're going to be at a point in our lives where there are many options laid out before us. Because we're an analytical bunch, we can actually paralyze ourselves with too many choices and instead choose to do nothing. When you are faced with a similar decision, like, should I try this type of workout or this type of workout or that type of workout? Should I follow this diet or this nutrition plan or this one? It's easy to be so afraid that one path might be better than the others that we don't decide at all. It's tough to solve a maze when you're sitting still. It's time to pick a path. Here's how. 1. Do some research and see if you can determine if one path is better than others. However, do not become an underpants gnome. Yes, that's a serious condition that needs to be avoided. 2. Pick a path for a reason. Maybe it's because you did a bit more research and it's a path that seems like the most optimal. Maybe it's because that path doesn't smell as foul. Maybe it's because that path is the prettiest. Maybe it's because you flipped a coin. Whatever reason, pick one and start working. 3. Give yourself the chance to have a small win to test that path. When you are lost in any game, you often mark the walls or leave breadcrumbs to make sure you don't double back or make the same mistake over and over. If that path fails to get you out, you need to know. Just like leaving breadcrumbs in a maze, give yourself some way to find out if you're going in circles. Give yourself 2 weeks to see if your new workout routine is producing performance or strength or time gains. See if 2 weeks with your new diet results in a slightly slimmer waistline or improved weight status. If the path isn't working, make a turn. Return to step one and repeat the process. You can't save the world, and you can't find the end of the maze sitting on your butt, wondering which path to take. Research and a logical decision-making process helps, but sometimes you just gotta move. As you eliminate paths and solutions, continue working and pushing and trying and failing and learning. Do this long enough and you'll reach your goal. The end of the maze. We are so hard on ourselves when we fail. It's time to stop thinking of failure as the end and start thinking of failure as one step in a big process towards finding the end and saving the day. Here's a quick recap on how to find the end of the maze. Understand that we're in a maze, and it's difficult to solve. Anybody that tells you they have life all figured out is lying. When faced with a series of paths, take the best educated guess you can and pick a path. There's only one way to find out where it leads. When you find a dead end, cross it off from your list of possible solutions and try a different path. And finally, grit and determination will result in victory. With enough perseverance, crossing off enough possibilities, and continuing to push ahead, you will find the center of the maze. Get started. Don't beat yourself up when you end up in a dead end. Try new paths. Find the end. Take that, David Bowie. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Lost in a Labyrinth. Getting Healthy Isn't a Straight Shot by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to mention something about tip number three. Steve mentioned giving yourself 2 weeks to try out your new path to see if it's providing you with the results you wanted. There's something important that I need to mention here, and I'm positive Steve would agree with me on this. When we're talking about trying something out for 2 weeks, we mean giving it your best effort. It can't be just sort of dabbling in a new behavior for 2 weeks and hoping it works. Instead, we mean a dedicated 2 weeks. If you're dipping your toe, so to speak, and are a bit inconsistent the first 2 weeks, then you may need a bit more time to assess whether your new path is working for you. Have you heard that it takes 21 days for a new habit to form? Well, that's BS. It's a complete myth. Why? Because, as I just mentioned, sometimes we start a new habit with enthusiasm and are super consistent for the first 2 or 3 weeks. Other times, we sort of dabble in the new behavior. We may be inconsistent for the first few weeks, so we need more than 21 days for the habit to be ingrained. Either way, you know what the most important step was? Getting started. Taking that first step on your path, whichever path that may be, is the most important thing. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep the show going. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.